Your reaction to today's game here at the Windsor Park, David?
Disappointing. And if I'm being brutally honest, I don't think enough of our big players, our good players, turned up today. So it's gut-wrenching. But so the players have worked hard. But when it really matters, we've fallen short again. So that's disappointing.
There's never a good time to concede a goal, but the two of them, end of the first half and start of the second half, were killer blows, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. We had started the game. I thought we started the game in a decent manner. After about 15, 20 minutes, we sort of took a foot off the gas and we couldn't get that back. So it was a disappointing time to concede a goal. It changes, you know, the mood going into the half. You know, you 0-0 at half time. But still 45 minutes to go in the second half. We come from behind many times this season. And I told the players at half time, go out with the thought that we're Linfield, you're never beat. But we didn't do that.
As you said, it was a very positive start. You know, and the first goal would have been important in that first 15, 20 minutes when we were on top. And we just didn't create enough chances. And they seemed really hungry in defence to keep us out, didn't they?
Yeah, no, listen, I'm normally pretty honest with the supporters and pretty honest with the press and the players. And we were second best today, which I say, it makes me sick to the bottom of my stomach. But sometimes that happens. Sometimes players don't perform. Sometimes managers maybe say the wrong thing, pick the wrong team, make the wrong substitutions, whatever. But so it's certainly gut-wrenching. But I probably learned more today in 90 minutes than I have done for the last 3 or 4 months. It tells me a lot about not only myself, but you know the players that are there and what I need to do. So I have 2 years left, which probably means probably a year and a half for me to bring success to this club.
And the players have to learn from today's experience as well. They have to experience that defeat, and that has to turn them into winners.
Yeah, they do. Well, I thought we had already experienced that in the County Antrim Shield. I thought we'd experienced that, finish second in the league. And something just, without being too critical on the players, they get us over the line. There's something missing. And that's, we've been shy of winning trophies for the last 3-4 years. And so that's down to me. I'm the manager. I'm accountable to find out why we're just lacking that.
There was a lot of big calls you made in terms of selection for the starting 11 and for the 16 today. Just wasn't to be one of those days, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I made the call. I made the call. I played Gareth. I thought Gareth, when he has played, has done well. I thought he did okay today. I played Aaron instead of Kirk. The rest of the team, pretty much over the last 3 months, 2-3 months, has probably picked itself. So with the calls, you say, so some of the other lads were left out of the squad, but so that's why you get picked to be the manager. You try and pick the squad that's going to go out and win the cup. And so sometimes your hands are tied when you know the whistle starts.
After such a positive end of the season, you know, it's a bit flat. You know, obviously for the supporters who turned out in large numbers today.
It is. Again, I'd like to thank them, and you know, they turned up in large numbers as I knew they would, as they always do. I spoke to them last night at the AGM. They were positive again, but now you know it's hard to wait. You know, I wish there was a game next week, but so now we have to wait. We have to think about it, and before you can get back into action, which is it's harder to take probably at this time of the last game of the season. Again, I've lost in playoff finals. We play 40 odd games and you lose in the final, and you're disappointed the whole summer, and I'll be hugely disappointed for the next 5-6 weeks until we get back into action to go again. We are in Europe, so our season starts early, and I told the players that they need to return in good shape, ready to go for a really big season for us next year, and one that people are now talking about, hopefully Linfield challenging. But you're only challenging by, there's no point challenging at this great club. You know, you have to do more than challenge, you have to win. And we've fallen short again.
You know, despite today's setback, we have finished strongly and we are in a good position going into next season, aren't we?
The way I'm thinking today, no. You know, and I wouldn't lie about it. I don't lie, I don't cover tracks. I don't hide the way I feel. And I say today, I said last week in the presser when I spoke to you that finishing second in a County Antrim runners-up or finishing second in a league, getting the cup final. It's okay, it's average. But average of this club doesn't do. So we need to bounce back. I need to find out who we can get in to give us the belief and that edge and that wee bit of mentality just to get us over the line. And that's my job. And it's something that I'll work hard continuously over the next 4 or 5 weeks to see what we can do.
As you say, it's a busy summer ahead, you know, with players coming back on loan, possibly players wanting to go, players you want to bring in.
Yeah.
So it's a rest, you know, for a day or two, but then it's, back already looking at the next season, isn't it?
No, I'll be in, we'll be ready to go on Monday. We'll have a meeting with the players and we'll take it from there. As I say, I want the players to return in the best shape as possible, the best condition, and the mindset that we are not going to finish second anymore. So that's all we can do for the time being. I say I'm disappointed for the supporters because I don't think we gave it enough today, and I feel their disappointment at the end. Say we move on.
You're a winner. This club's winners, and the history of this club is that we bounce back from setbacks, and this will give you the drive to push on to bring success back in the near future.
As I said before, sometimes in the depths of despair, you see some light, and although probably now the way I'm feeling, you're down there, you're in the depths of despair, but we've seen a little bit of light. And hopefully at the start of next year, we can come back in and show that wee bit of grit that this club needs. And if it's not here, it's down to me to get somebody in who's going to give us that.
Hard luck today. Enjoy your hard-working summer, and let's go chasing silverware next season.
I hope so. As I say, a big thank you to the supporters, all the families, all the players. You know, the players, they've got it today. You know, families and everybody else turning up to hopefully see you win the showpiece final of the year. So I'd like to say a big thank you to them for all their support, not just today, but throughout my time coming here in October. And I hope to see them next year.
I bet you can't wait for pre-season.
Can't wait.
Thank you, Dave. All right.